Blog Talk Radio. Good evening. Good evening. Welcome to Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers, and you have just heard the United House of Prayer brass band out of New Orleans, Louisiana. I am so very glad you have joined us tonight here for another episode of Gospel Gold. For those of you who are not familiar with Gospel Gold, we want to know that Gospel Gold is the only program on the air anywhere with the format of preserving the history of traditional African-American gospel music. We thank God for this opportunity. We thank God for the great sacrifice that was made so long ago for our people. You see, here at Gospel Gold, we believe it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gifts that Africa has given to the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed on these shores, they brought with them their African rhythm, work songs, and field hollows. These are the basic elements for the spirituals. It is rhythm that drives American music. The spirituals, and by extension, gospel, the blues, jazz, ragtime, rock and roll, and even rap today. We understand that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a melody of songs, for it's far too rich, far too harmonious, far too deliberatingly stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. So that's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. We are here to preserve the history of our people through the gospel music genre. It is traditional gospel music that is the root of all the music that we have made on these American shores. We believe that gospel music is the root of all music our people have made in America. They made that music through the adversities that they overcame, and we celebrate that in our music and in our words. That is the format for Gospel Gold. This is not just another music program. I am not a DJ. This is a music program with a purpose, and that is to preserve the history and the understanding and the knowledge of the music of our people through traditional African-American gospel music. Before we start our program, we always start our prayer. I ask that you pray with us. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for allowing us to come through this medium. We pray, God, that something be said here tonight or something be played here tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Here's a song by the New Orleans Gospel Spirituals. No, I tell you what. Let's go to New Orleans Gospel Soul Children. Wounded for Me.
Over 1900 years ago, my Lord, your Master and my King, looking at man's condition, decided that man needed somebody to go in bond. So he put on his overcoat of love, and he came down to redeem man. And the Bible tells me that early one Friday morning, they placed the rugged cross on his shoulder, and they mocked him up Calvary's hill. And they said that by the time they got to the top of the hill, that they slayed that cross down, and they stretched my Lord out. But then they nailed his hands, and they nailed his feet, and they sat that cross up in the heavens. And somebody cried out, he was wounded for me. you know, nailing his hands and nailing his feet. That just wasn't enough. The Bible said that the master cried, "I thirst." And one of the Roman soldiers took a reed, and he placed the sponge on top of a reed, and he dipped that sponge in a cup of vinegar and placed it at my master's feet. Another soldier took a sword and pierced him in the side. The Bible said that blood and water came streaming down. Look at my master dying for me.
If you have not guessed, tonight our show is featuring gospel from New Orleans. Now, all of the songs that you will hear are not people who actually live in New Orleans, but live in around the New Orleans area. Some do live in New Orleans, but some of the groups live in that New Orleans area. But we're dealing and talking about New Orleans gospel. New Orleans has its own special flavor. We know that through the blues of New Orleans and the jazz of New Orleans. And even Lil Jon has put New Orleans on the map as far as rap is concerned. But New Orleans has a distinct gospel sound. Although gospel music in the Southern plantation was not recorded until the early 1900s, it is widely understood that the music genre began there. By the early 20th century, economic opportunities grew enough to support a number of gospel groups on Saturday morning and Sunday morning. They generally consisted of a small 3 or 4 person quartet with choirs heard in storefronts and chapels and spirit-filled churches all over town. Although the vernacular of gospel music in rural areas in the South incorporated tambourine, drum, trumpet, trombone, saxophone. There were many other musical accompaniments, but it was slow to be introduced into New Orleans. Mainstream AME Church and the Black Baptist congregation considered a great deal of the music instrumentation to be taboo. Too much like the devil's music, they said. This stance was ironic given that the rhythmic movement was very much a part of the systematic properties and the spirit-filled dances in churches. Then jazz musicians started playing in church. Drawing from their musical sensibility and their discipline, the jazz musicians introduced slightly richer musical arrangements in the 1920s and 1930s, foreshadowing the great shift toward mass choirs having 30 to 40 singers and a full ensemble accompaniment of horns, drums, pianos, organs, guitars, and so on. Despite this shift, which became more pronounced after World War II, a cappella stylization of with minimum instruments still remained popular for some. One of the great groups that were pioneers in the gospel field was the Zion Harmonizers. Formed in 1939 and named after the small New Orleans community called Zion City, the Zion Harmonizers were very prominent in the mid-20th century style of four-part harmony. In 1942, the group came under the management of Sherman Washington, a much-beloved figure in town credited for popularizing gospel music on the radio. The group is currently in its sixth decade, together and still performing in various venues in New Orleans, including the famed House of Blues. The Gospel Harmonizers, the Zion Harmonizers, have been a very stable in the gospel music business. We're going to listen to a few songs by the Zion Harmonizers from New Orleans. We pray that you will enjoy it as we celebrate New Orleans Gospel.
They're waiting the call. the great life giver, y'all. Oh, Lord. And then they'll return. I don't know how long it'll be. Listen, maybe
early in the morning.
Early in the morning. Maybe
early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
Early in the morning.
It may be.
Oh,
maybe late at night. Peter, Peter, if you will, would you play?
I know Jesus, he's gonna make a way.
the Zion Harmonizers. You heard Trust in God, and before that, Soul of Mine, New Orleans, Louisiana. Someone called just a minute ago on the line. I was trying to get to them, and if you are the one that called, you can call back. The call-in number here is area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. I'm going to play a short documentary interview from about New Orleans gospel music. And you're going to hear several names being called in this documentary. These are some of the progenitors of gospel in the New Orleans area. It is a very short, only about 3 minutes or so long. But listen, this is a documentary, a part of a documentary about New Orleans gospel music.
The Crown Seekers, before you see what you see today, they used to sing with all of the profound roots.
It's just something about New Orleans gospel groups.
All your dreams are broken.
Fine harmonizers, that southern harps, the spiritual ethic. So the Crown Seekers today got a flavor. You have some serious history here.
The Crown Seekers is a traditional quartet.
My daddy and the Crown Seekers, they're synonymous.
Tomorrow, the Crown Seekers will be in that 45th year anniversary.
There's always been assumptions that I may carry on the Crown Seekers. I will try. But it's not as traditional as it used to be. Quartet has to adapt. Mostly everybody that does quartet, it's a ministry.
That kind of stuff, if you keep messing with it, the Holy Spirit of it'll sneak in on you.
Some of your name brand R&B singers, they don't sing gospel one time or another.
When you really want the substance of gospel, you got to come traditional.
Most churches will not open their doors for quartet music. This is the praise and worship era. They said there's no need for all the hollering and screaming, not enough people coming to keep it going.
We are the only group that came back after that storm and had everybody in their group.
Not that many groups left in the city.
You can't live in New Orleans. You can't live anywhere in these United States.
Oh, tell you, well, I don't dwell on it.
Katrina's gonna live inside of me the rest of my life. Some things you just wanna forget, but you never forget them.
The traditional quartet music has power. Everybody says that quartet music is dying.
We've lost a lot of the great ones.
Quartet is growing, it's just growing in a different way. But the thing about it is, everybody's so hung up on what used to be, nobody's willing to change and adapt to what's going to be.
Now, here is the Mahogany Brass Band, and you'll only hear it here on Gospel Go.
Thank you. glory.
Hallelujah.
Since I
laid
my burdens
down.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Since I laid
my burdens down.
Oh, my friend,
like
they
used to.
Since
I
laid
my burdens down.
My friend just
don't
treat me like they used to. Since I
laid
my burdens
down.
This light of mine,
I'm gonna let it shine.
Oh,
this light of mine,
I'm going to
let it shine.
Oh,
this light of mine,
I'm
gonna let it shine.
Thank you.
the Mahogany Brass Band, New Orleans City. You're listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I'd like to take this time to invite you to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Go there and hit the like button and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. We would love to hear from you. Just go to the Facebook page. There you will find some of the articles that we have on various gospel artists. You'll find the music that we play here on Gospel Gold. And more importantly, you will find the link for the program each week. All the programs, all of the programs here on Blog Talk Radio are archived, which simply means that you can always go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, find the event or the program that you would like to hear, and click on the link for that particular program, and will take you directly to that program. All of the programs here are archived. You can hear the programs long after they have been recorded. Simply go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page, hit the like button, and be a part of the Gospel Gold community. We are featuring gospel music from the New Orleans area. And of course, we cannot talk about gospel and New Orleans without talking about Mahalia Jackson. No discussion of gospel music is complete without acknowledging the queen of gospel, Mahalia Jackson. We did a program last season called He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. If you can find that on the Gospel Gold Facebook page, go back and click on that link. He's Got the Whole World in His Hands. That is a program where we featured Mahalia Jackson. Mahalia Jackson was born on Water Street in New Orleans. At the age of 4, Mahalia began singing gospel at the Plymouth Rock Baptist Church. Her father, Johnny Jackson, was the pastor. Though influenced by music styles and performing common to New Orleans daily life, she listened to blues, ragtime, and jazz. Her gospel influence was unwavering and the most significant in her life. Thus, Mahalia's contralto voice had such a wonderful root and ring to it. Ask your parents or your grandparents if anyone remembers Mahalia Jackson. Though no one could touch Mahalia when it came down to singing gospel music. Martin Luther King once said that her voice is like one that comes not once in a century, but once in a millennium. She's always remembered and she's always celebrated as a queen of gospel music and the very best of someone who did it in that genre. So we could not go on this program tonight without giving tribute to this great lady, Mahalia Jackson. One of my favorite songs that she recorded long time ago was "I Soon Will Be Done with the Trouble of This World."
No more.
weeping on, wailing, going home to live with my Lord. Soon we'll be done.
Mahalia Jackson, I soon will be done with the trouble of this world. another group that was very instrumental in the starting in the gospel genre in New Orleans was a group called the New Orleans Spiritualettes. The New Orleans Spiritualettes, the monarch, Miss Ruby Ray, she organized the group after moving to New Orleans from Centerville, Mississippi, a little delta town in the southwestern corner of the state, where she grew up singing. She would often say that when you grow up in a little town like that, it's not too much to do but sing. She said we were so used to going to church that we decided to form a group in New Orleans. It was the late, great New Orleans gospel singer Isaac Haney, founder of the True Tone Gospel Singers, who named them the Spiritualettes after attending one of their spirit-filled rehearsals. The Spiritualettes came forth during a time of intense musical activity in the New Orleans gospel community. There were such groups as the Zion Travelers, the Friendly Five, Southern Harps, the Daughters of Israel, the Glory Land Singers, and then later on came the Rocks of Harmony, the Southern Bells, the Heavenly Stars, the Crown Seekers. Many of these groups were the first ones in New Orleans to break out with the gospel music. If you have not placed some of the New Orleans gospel in your gospel library, I suggest you do so. We're going to listen to a couple of songs by the New Orleans Spiritualettes.
Thank you.
Church, time has gone by. Our time is just about up, and I thank you for yours. We ask that you will come back next week. We got a special program next Sunday night. We're going back to our old time next Sunday night only, 11 o'clock. We have a special Easter program that we're going to bring to you. That's Sunday night at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That is our old time. We're not going to stay there, but this is just a special edition of Gospel Gold for Resurrection Sunday. We ask that you will meet us here at Blog Talk Radio next Sunday at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Give us a write. You can write, email us at gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. And of course, you can always go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page and see what we're doing in Gospel Gold. We're going to close out tonight with another song by the New Orleans Gospel Spiritualettes. Have a good week. God bless you. And keep on giving God the praise. Thank you.